Sorry, I mean, I fought it. I thought the world was coming to an end. And look at it, it just passed. I hope you have good humor about reaching 40. For some people it's traumatic, for others, what the heck, it's just another birthday. But I do hope you will have a real nice one. I'm sure you're going to have a party, and the kids are going to be wishing you well, and all your friends and everything. And it's just, I just know it's going to be a fabulous day for you. So I want to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday, and may you live to be 100. I hope so. I hope I don't live to be 100, but if I do, that's all right too. And I'm sure that Bob is also wishing you a happy birthday. If he shows up at all during the day here, I'm going to have him say a couple of words to you about this, but I don't know when. I told him to stay away. He might not show up. But I know, I think Renee is typical built for achievement in gymnastics due to the way her body is formed, you know, and her reflexes and everything. So I think she might go places if she keeps sticking with it. And also, let's see, what else do I have to... Well, I think that's about all that was in your last letter that I wanted to find out. Huh. One more thing, Pat is working, has been working for the last 3 months, ever since school started, as a temporary for Kelly, so I think Kelly girl. And now, Jessie, when she called me this morning, informed me that Pat had hit on her to take care of the kids in February because she and Jim want to go to Mexico. And Jessie kind of chuckled and she said, you know, they're not going for a trip to enjoy the countryside. I think Pat is so hung up on the silicone implants she wants in her chest that she short of anything. And because Jim was arguing with her the other night, that why doesn't she go and have surgery on her back like her mother had, because that her back is constantly killing her. But she said, my God, did you see the type of scar my mother had on her back out of it? She said, I don't want a scar like that. So she sits there suffering with her back, but she wants to get her boobs out in front, and it don't make no sense to me. And I told Jessie, I said, well, you turned it down. Jessie said, yes, we did. We are not going to babysit anymore. And she said, now the next one, I'm going to get a real nice gift for Christmas, and then she's going to hit me, seeing that you're not working now. How come you can't come over and stay with the kids in the house for a week? And there's no way I'm going to stay in that house for a week with watching and taking the responsibility of the kids that constantly come down with strep throat. One or the other is always having strep throat, and I cannot afford to catch anything like that because I cannot get antibiotics. If I get a touch of sinusitis, I am stuck on penicillin, and it doesn't work. Ever since I had my ruptured colon from overuse of antibiotics, I cannot take them, at least for a year. And so I will not willfully and consciously expose myself to any kind of illness that could cause me problems whereby I would have to take these antibiotics. And besides that, we already planned the trip to Las Vegas in February with the family, so I will be out of the running, so it's going to be a real touch-and-go type thing there. And I guess Jim is hanging in there for dear life. You have exchanged letters with him, the way I understand it, and you're probably aware more of his situation than I am. I never see them. They never call. They never come over. And up until about 3 weeks ago, I was too busy to do anything. And then the one time I did go, I didn't even bring the kids their Halloween stuff because I had to work that Halloween evening. It was the second to the last day I worked.